locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening sip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, does a taco do on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, where we are on the cusp of the beginning of Game 2. You like that? Gotta mix it up a little bit here. Game 2 of the night here in the Northeast Kansas League. Ladies game in the books. It is a guy's turn now as Jefferson County North is playing host to Troy. Welcome back, everybody. We have Joseph. He is now at the switches, as it were. Back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, welcome. Tom Kelsey here, courtside, the public address announcer. He's getting set to introduce the starters. The crowd continues to filter in, and it's turned into a big number, and we've got to talk about that fact and maybe even a little more of why. But first, let's look at the starters. First for Troy, under head coach Jonathan Ronbelch. The Trojans coming into the game at 9-4 on the season. They are 3-2 in the NEKL, and they're going to be starting Caston Jasper, Logan Blevins. You're going to have Gannon Bowe out there with Henry Geiger and Jack Parchman. For Jefferson County North, the head coach Corey Noel, his assistant coaches, you got Jeff Hale and Boyd Tweed. For JCN, Andy Baker and Brody Van Dyke, Rex Furman, Chance Jenkins, and Isaac Laird. So for JCM, you got a senior, three juniors, and a freshman starting. JCN coming into the game at 1-11 and 1-5 in the NEKL. Chargers in the home whites with the green lettering and trim. Troy in that Kentucky blue with white. Kind of got the block letters Troy across the top of the number on the front side, and then the big block number with no other encumbrance on the back. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it'll be Jack Hartman and Andy Baker. These are two big, big guys who are great football players and look like football players playing basketball. As that tip goes away to JCN, Chargers are going to pick it up, and we are underway. Here comes Rex Furman. Rex will jump it over to the left side, gets it over to Brody. Brody Van Dyke feeds to the left side of the free throw line to Andy, goes underneath the rim. The turnaround shot right there. Boy, Isaac Laird, he's another big, tall cat. Isaac picking up his first 2 points of the game. Troy with the basketball now with our first possession. They trail 2-0. Here's a long cross-court pass. Troy will work it down to the baseline and off on top. Here's what Troy's guys are different than the girls. Very patient. Ladies have put up a shot right out the gate. Here's the three that misses. The follow shot. They'll go back for a three. It misses. And Laird coming up with a rebound. Here comes JCN. Brody Van Dyke will walk it up. Swings it over to the left side. We're a minute into the ball game. Charges with the basketball, leading it 2-0. Way out over to the right edge. It's going to be Chance. Jenkins will feed it to the baseline where Baker shot a little too strong. Goes across the rim. Troy will rebound it back down. Logan Blevins brings it down the court. Feeds it over to the right side. Pass comes off on top. The dish back to Logan. And Yeah, he's going to travel with that thing. And happened right in front of Coach Corey Noe, who's got a big old smile. He's like, I was trying to help that official realize that that was a travel out there. And here comes Jefferson County North, 6:40 to go. Opening quarter, moving along briskly, 2-0 Chargers. J.C. with Jenkins left side. Furman out top. Chargers got some good height. Some big guys out there. Here's a feed underneath, and a spinning shot. Rex Furman for two. Jeff North takes an early 4-0 lead. Troy works it back down right in front of the racket you hear. That's from the JCN student cheering section over here. You see where the band set, but they have moved up to the balcony behind. And now you got a student section. And now Troy comes down. A little cross-court pass is going to elude and go out of bounds. It will be JCN basketball. So Chargers with the basketball, leading it 4-0 at 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Hitting the brakes, nearly scooting and traveling with the ball, but Rex Furman's able to keep that one foot planted. The feed for Andy is going to be stolen, and it's stolen because there's a foul. It's going to be an illegal screen set, and Rex Furman will have his first foul of the game. 5:43 to go in the first quarter. Head coach Jonathan Rodfeld, the Trojans, can pacing the sideline in front of his team, as coaches like to do. Here's a baseline three, a little strong. Rebounding it down, Chargers. Chance Jenkins is going to sweep it away, and JCN up the floor. They'll try to feed underneath to Laird, who couldn't grab the ball because the defender had grabbed him. And our official is going to let us know that the whistle is going to go against Jack Hartman. So Jack, his first personal foul. Team fouls are going to even up, but one apiece at 5:20 to go in the first. Now, inbound pass stolen. Here comes Troy. 2-on-2. Driving down the shot. Rejected. Knocked out of bounds. That was some excellent defense by Jeff North on that upcourt play. Looked for a moment as if Cannon Bowe is going to be able to take that thing coast to coast, but he was stomped, and it'll be Troy basketball. They'll launch and hit the three. That's Kasten Jasper knocking it down from outside. And the Charger lead trimmed to 1. It is 4-3. We are 5 minutes to go in quarter number 1. Now JCN is going to be dealing with some full court defensive pressure by the Trojans. He will come in. Rex has it to Andy. Comes off on top. Gets it to Brody. He'll go coast to coast. Driving shot, nope. Rebound, going to be taken away. Here comes Troy. Outlet, running shot, up and good. That was a beautiful bit of transition basketball. Logan Blevins with the finish. And for the first time, Troy has the lead. Now JCN, having trouble getting it in. Cartman will take it. Missed the shot. Rebound, Chargers. It's a 5-4 lead for Troy with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter here in Winchester. JCN over to the left side. It's going to be Furman falling away. Jump shot up, no good. Hartman with a rebound. Outlet down the court. Logan up and no, but a Charger foul will put him at the line. So they're going to put a handful of new players into the ballgame as there are several seated down here in front of the scorer's table. The foul on Andy Baker. It's going to be his first. It'll be JC and team foul 2 and the front free throw for Logan Blevins will not go in. One more shot coming up for the Troy senior. That one also does not go in. Rebound, Jefferson County North. Rex Furman clears it away. Goes to Van Dyke. And no, wait, that's Riker Gigstead in there. Gigstead has come in. Now the fall away three. Rebound saved by Abraham Noel. Ball batted away again from Gigstead. He gets double-teamed, triple-teamed. Ball's going to be knocked away again. J.C. and having trouble maintaining possession. And going up with it is going to be Gannon Bowe. His first points of the game. And defensively, Gannon just ate that play up. And up the floor with the basketball. And here comes Gigstead. Launches it over to the right side. Driving. The shot's going to be batted away by Hartman. Here comes Troy leading it 7-4. Down the right side, Cannon Bowe. Back off on top, it's going to be the Blevins. Around to the left side, spinning in is going to be Hartman. Off on top, the very long three is perfect. From way outside, Colton Jasper will knock down his second three of the game. It's now 10-4. So after getting up 4-0, it is a 10-0 run for Troy. And the ball is going to be batted around off the miss. Rebounding it down is going to be Troy on the other end. The shot blocked. Rebound is going to be saved down low by Gannon. In the middle of Jack, Hartman spins it off on top. The three, perfect again, Jasper red hot. Three threes, Colton Jasper, rather, Caston Jasper, and we'll get a Charger timeout. So JCN broke out on top 4-0, 13 unanswered by the Trojans. Timeout on the court at 3:04 to go in the opening quarter. Troy, 13. JCN 4.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
First team coming off the bench is going to be the Trojans, and coming out of the floor, it'll be Henry Geiger. We haven't even mentioned Henry's name. He's been up and down, but really has not been involved in touching the ball. So all the things that he does for this team are off the basketball. Caston Jasper out there, and Logan Blevins, Jack Hartman, and rounding it out is going to be Gannon Bowe. Now, Troy steals the JCN inbound. Here's Gannon, turns, shoots, gets two. Gannon Bowe collecting his fourth point of the game, and suddenly it is 15-4. 2:50 to go. And now another Troy steal, the inbound. The shot missed. Rebound, Jeff Norris. So JCN coming up with the basketball, and we're going to get a reaching foul. Two Troy players were surrounding the basketball, and the foul is going to be on Henry. So for Henry Geiger, it'll be foul number one. Jefferson County North is going to bring Chance Jenkins back in. Got Jenkins out there, Riker Gigstead. Also out there, we got Abraham Noel, Rex Furman, and JCN coming up the floor. Coach Noel's really upset. He said his guy got pushed. And by the way, the fifth guy is Andy Baker. Trojans are going to get Hunter Ingeman into the game. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 15-4 lead for Troy on the road here this evening. Lady Trojans winning in game one. Troy looking for a road sweep here tonight, see if they're going to be able to pull that off. And there's a long way to go in this one. Still over two to go in the opening quarter. Here's another three. That one is going to be air ball wide. This follow shot blocked out of Hartman's hand. Up court with the basketball is going to come Rex. Furman will drive down the floor. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. There's a lot of contact happening is all I can tell you. The feed over to the right side. Jasper, and now the runner is up and no, and the rebound to Andy. So Andy Baker comes up with the rebound, and again, pushing and shoving all the way up and down the court. The guys in stripes are letting them play a little bit, as they say, with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Baker on top. His feed in the middle is going to be deflected. Stolen away. Back up the floor, Gannon Bowe. Bowe feeds it out to Jack. Back over to Gannon. He's looking in. Hartman off the block. Loses it. Bowe will pick it up. Hook pass out on top. The dish to the left. Now rotate to the corner. Feed to Bowe. Back out on top. Stepping inside. The running jump shot. Nope. Rebound underneath is going to be saved by the Trojans. And Caden Rosenberger coming up with that board. With a minute 15 to go, the turnaround 13-footer misses. Rebound off the offensive board, misses. And now we're going to get a couple of free throws taken. The foul is going to be called on Andy Baker, his second. Two free throws coming up for Jack Hartman, who continues to look for his first point of the game. And he's still looking after the first free throw. One more shot coming in for Jack. Isaac Laird back into the game for Jeff North. He's going to take out Andy Baker, who's in some early jeopardy with those two early fouls. Brody Van Dyke comes back in. So you got Abraham and Brody on the near side. You've got, and we got Isaac out there. And up the floor, it's going to come Brody. Minute to go in the first quarter. Here's a feed underneath. Laird, couple of head fakes later, misses the point blank layup. Here comes Troy. They're bringing it up the floor, going to the right, jump shot, no rebound. J.C. and had it, lost it, and no opportunity for Riker Gigstead to haul that thing in. So with 46 seconds remaining in the opening quarter and leading at 15-4, Troy will be putting it in play, 28-foot mark in their forecourt. The side opposite the scorer's table, they'll swing it around to the left side. It's going to be Ashburn. Back across the lane, they'll kick it outside. Three-pointer, yeah. Took him a few shots to knock one down, but that three-pointer belongs to Caden Rosenberger. And it's now 18-4. 20 seconds left, first quarter. And again, the Chargers led 4-0. So you can do the quick math, an 18-0 run for Troy. Skip pass down to the baseline right, looking for Abraham Noah, who's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. Jeff Northley having it in at their end. Abraham to Riker, 8 seconds. Round to the left side to Chance. Underneath, off the head fake, and again, the layup is going to be missed by Laird. And that will end the first quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. We're in Winchester, Kansas. Quarter one of the boys' game concluded. We'll be back to score. Troy 18, Jeff North 4.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Started a little slowly, but they got over that, and they got over it in a pretty big hurry, leading at the end of the first, 18-4, scoring for Jeff North, 2 points each, Rex Furman and Isaac Laird. For Troy, I've got Kasten Jasper pacing the way with 9. You've got Gannon Poe, 4, 3 for Caden Rosenberger, and Logan Blevins with a couple, and possession arrow, it will be Troy basketball, and here we go with the second quarter. Now, let me tell you, talk about the crowd, nice crowd on hand here tonight. But there's more, as I say. But wait, there's more. Coming up at halftime here today, unbeknownst to me prior to the game this evening, it is King and Queen of Courts. The shot's got to be blocked by Andy Baker, who's back out there. JCN up the floor. Rex Furman brings it up, kicks it over to Chance. Jenkins underneath to Andy. Nice power move, hits the bucket. Andy will collect his first point of the game. And it is 18-6. Very early in the second quarter. Troy up a dozen. So, yeah, halftime of this game. So, coming up here before long, it's going to be King and Queen of Courts. Okay, you got 8 candidates for boys, 4 girls, or the king and queen, and a lot of folks have come for this. Feels like I've been at Jefferson County North for the king and queen of courts, I think every year since maybe Y2K, I don't know. 6:57 to go in the second quarter. Troy turns it over, KCN up the court, down 18-6. Driving down, the layup misses. looking for the rebound. It's going to elude Laird. And Troy brings it back the other way. We're going to get three Trojan substitutions at the first dead ball, which would be right now. Troy turns it over with a little double dribble off the hip. Caston Jasper and Logan Blevins and Gannon Bowe all come back into the game. They're out there with Henry Geiger and Jack Hartman. So, yes, you're right. Coach Rydbelt has his starting five back out of the court. Up court pass stolen by Hartman. And we've got a JCN player coming up a little bit gimpy. Here's a shot from the top. Rims out. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Andy. It's going to be ripped out of his hands. The feed down to the baseline, and Troy will reset its offense. 6:20 to go in the first half. Gannon Bowe, the one-handed runner. No. This time it's Laird with the rebound. Jefferson County North taking it up the floor. It's going to be Chance Jenkins going down the left side, and now the officials are going to let the game stop for a moment and allow Rex Furman, who twisted an ankle a little bit right there. Going to let Rex come off. They'll give him a bit of a look-see. You got Jeff over there. Nobody knows more about how to handle it than him. With Rex out, back in is going to come the freshman, Riker Gigstead. 6 minutes to go. First half, a little running one-handed shot. No. Jenkins couldn't get it to fall, and the upcourt pass is going to be batted away and out of bounds by Riker. Jeff North is going to take Laird out of the game, and you're going to get Abraham Noel back in. Inside, 6 to go in the half. Troy with a basketball, leading it 18-6. Caston, he brings it off on top, gets it over to Hartman. Jack on the floor one time. He tries to go backdoor to Bowe, and now the ball's going to be knocked away. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt by the smallest man on the floor, and that's going to be Riker Gigstead, but perhaps the most fleet of the 10 guys out of the court. He was easily able to outrun Jack Hartman for the ball. Jack runs into him, kind of crashes over him. Hartman's foul number two. JCN coming up with the basketball with 5.5 to go in the first half, and now a skip pass over to the right side. A little miscommunication. It's going to get away, go out of bounds. Troy will have it back in. 18-6 Trojans. 5.5 to play in the first half. I suspect we are still one of the earlier games around the area. Here's the top of the key three. Nope. Long rebound. JC in. Bad outlet pass. Taken away by Hartman, who dishes it off down low. The shot blocked from behind, and it's on the floor. Saved by Troy. Look away pass right side. Into the corner to Bowe. Gannon will kick it off on top. Squared up all alone. It's a three that misses for Jasper. It'll be saved by Gannon Bowe. Goes back in again to Jasper. Back to Bowe. Left side Hartman. 5 minutes to go in the half. Turnaround 13-footer. Good. Henry Geiger, his first point of the game. And that is Troy's first point of the second quarter. 4:44 to go in the half. Down the floor. The shot blocked away. And JCN going to turn it over. Troy down the floor, sweeping, shooting, new rebound. Chargers. Brody Van Dyke out topside with it. Swings it over to Chance. Jenkins, free throw line. Baker travels, no. Goes left side, three-point shot, way strong. Brody had a little too much muscle on that one. And we are halfway through the second quarter. Second quarter is 2-2 through 4 minutes. That's not a lot of offense. Maybe it is a lot of defense. It all depends on how you look at that. Is it a half full or is it half empty? And now Troy turns it over. I suspect neither coach is particularly enthralled with team play here in the second quarter. Again, 2-2 in the second quarter. The feed underneath. Andy Baker off the block for two. And Andy has all four JCN second quarter points. It is 20-8. The shot, no. The follow shot, no. And as Jack Hartman collects himself and gets up off the floor, we're going to get a foul called. It'll be on JCN's Chance Jenkins. Free throw? Yeah. So Hartman, after missing a couple of free throws earlier, gets his first point of the game with that free throw. One more shot coming up, hits the back of the rim, no. Bo will rebound it, he will shoot it, he will miss it. Rebounding it down is going to be Jefferson County North, and up the floor with the ball, up the board, Jenkins. The feed in the middle, Baker misses, push back up and in. The final shot for the Chargers by Abraham Knoll, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 3:10 to go in the opening half. Chargers trying to battle back. It's Troy 21, Jeff North 10.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Minutes and 10 to go in the opening half of the guys' game, and 21-10 is the Troy lead. Neither team has done a whole lot in the second quarter, but Troy has been outscored here in the second quarter, 6-3. Driving down, 50-foot pull-up, nice. And Logan Blevins will have his fourth point, 23-10 Troy. Inside, 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Right side is going to be Gigstead. Feeds underneath for Andy. Baker scrums for the ball, scrums for the ball. Jump ball called. Possession. Chargers. JCN is going to get Rex Furman back in the game, so apparently he's going to be good to go. Isaac Laird is back. And also, here's the thing with Isaac Laird, Jr. Very tall. Okay? And he is a presence out on the floor. Chargers come out on top. Back over to the left, it's going to be Rex. Drives in, drives across beneath the rim, kicks it over to Gigstead. Back out on top, it'll go to Furman. In, up, nope. Rebounding it down, Hartman. Jack outlets it quickly up the floor, swinging it over to the left side. It'll go to Logan Blevins. He's in the corner, kicks it off on top. Geiger wants to get a shot away, can't. Back over goes to get to Blevins. He'll go for three, uh-uh. Rebound tipped out, it'll be saved by Bo. Here's the thing about Bo. He's always in the right spot. Now, turnaround shot. Going to be good by Henry. Geiger has four. And it's 25-10. Precisely 2 minutes to go. First half. I don't think there's any question. Gannon Bo has a knack for anticipating where the ball or where the play is going to be. And gets himself in a position to be there and to be something of a disruptor. A foul on Jack Hartman. Now, Jack had a little bit of trouble. That'll be his third personal foul. And so, obviously, very quickly, he will exit the floor, making way for Sawyer Ashburn. Here's a turnaround shot. Laird for two. 25-12. Minute and a half left. First half. Splitting the defense, pulling up from 15, and the shot misses. Rebound, Chargers. Chance Jenkins coming up with a basketball. Rex Furman bringing it up the floor, first to the right side, then to the left. Holds up his dribble, feeds over to the right block. Little behind-the-back dribble. He'll feed it inside to Laird. Laird's able to push it over to the baseline. Lobs come out on top. J.C. is going to reset. Here's Rex. Furman goes over to Chance. Jenkins underneath. Andy, two, no. Rebound followed, yes. The putback by Rex Furman. And it's 25-14. We've got a minute to go in the opening half. Troy dumps it over to the right side. The look into the middle, back out on top. He'll swing it left to Blevins. And it's going to be stolen, taking it away. Jefferson County North and Isaac Laird. 40 seconds to go in the opening half. James Dean can make it a single-digit deficit. Here's a pass in the middle, and no foul from behind. Surprising. And now there's a beautiful makeup call on the other side. They're going to call a travel to get it back going the other way. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Into the Trojan lineup, Hunter Engeman. We had him out there for a little bit earlier in the game, not a lot. Hunter has no points yet today. Here comes JCN. They'll go baseline left. They'll go three. They won't get it. And there's going to be a foul, and there's going to be Chance Jenkins coming to the line. Three free throws for Chance. That will be Gannon Bowe's second foul. And Chance Jenkins, who has not scored tonight, is going to get an opportunity to put some on the board. The first one is good. It's one of those, I don't know how that went in, kind of a shot that hits the back of the rim, goes straight up and falls straight down through. Second one, rattles in. So again, not that conventional kind of a shot, but they count the same, so he's two for two. One more shot coming up here for Jenkins. Eyes it, this one, perfect. So he kind of zeroed in and zeroed in, got all three, it's 25-17. 20 seconds left in the half. JCN has got themselves right back in this thing. Troy would like to go back double figures before halftime. 15 seconds. Back over to the left side with 10. Back out on top with 7. Back to the left with 6. The baseline shot way too strong. JCN is going to rebound it down with 2. And the half court shot is a buzzer. No. Intermission has arrived here in Winchester, Kansas. It was a wild first half. We'll come back and do our best to kind of summarize it for you. Both teams are headed off the floor. It is Troy 25, JCN 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
From Winchester, Kansas, where halftime has arrived and the Jefferson County North Chargers are trailed by 14 at the end of the opening quarter. Go to the locker room, having cut that bat in half down to 25-17. In fact, the second quarter, JCN outscored Troy 13-7. So, that said, let's quickly recap that first half. For Troy, 9 points for Caston Jasper. Broken plan with Gannon Bowe, Henry Geiger each with 4, and Jack Hartman with 1. 3 for Caden Rosenberger. For JCN, very balanced. Rex Furman 4, Isaac Laird 4, 3. Chance Jenkins, you got Abraham Noel and Andy Baker. Or Abraham Noel with 2, Andy Baker with 4 in the first half. You got Mr. Moore in the background. You can hear him on the public address system as he's introducing the court. It is King and Queen of Courts here tonight, and they're going to be crowning royalty. We'll stick around and enjoy that, and then we'll still stick around and bring you the second half of the Guys Game Live. But right now, it's halftime in Winchester, and we'll be back to bring you the second half. But that intermission score, Troy 25, Jeff North 17. Back we go to Joseph at Care Sports Studios. Oh, yeah, it's halftime.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, T-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you coming up tomorrow night. Join us at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 as they are taking on Park University. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look, of course, airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday night, join us for Marahill Mount Academy at Oskaloosa. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball action again as we've got the Ravens taking on Culver. 2 p.m. is the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m. or so. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them. Sounds like I just got another one.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report in girls basketball. It was St. Mary's over Rossville, 63-44. Royal Valley topped Holton, 55-50. It was a good night for Horton over Jackson Heights, with a final score of Horton 44, Jackson Heights 32. In the Lynn-Blue Valley game, Lynn came out on top 56 to Blue Valley Ladies 41. Centralia Ladies had 61 points to Donovan West Ladies 39. And in the game earlier, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we have Troy Ladies at 60 points with JCN at 35. Taking a look at some of the games in action right now. Just beginning the second quarter, it is Jackson Heights sitting at 13 points to Horton's 14 points right now, just with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. In the Red Hawks Thunder game, Hiawatha is currently trailing Nemaha Central, with Nemaha Central sitting at 22 points, Hiawatha 20, with 3 minutes left in the second. And in the Holton Panthers game, it is Holton sitting at 9 points with 5 minutes and 27 seconds left in the first, with the Royal Valley Panthers sitting at 0 right now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to check that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for snow. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. Highs around 36. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Dry with temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather right now in downtown Atchison. We are currently sitting at 30 degrees with cloudy conditions out there. It feels like 21 with the winds out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 56%. The dew point 16 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.630 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Oh, yeah, we're back with you here in Winchester. Welcome, one and all. It's about ready to go with the second half. The festivities, the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance of King and Queen of Courts is subsided, and we are going back to basketball. Welcome, Joseph, in the studio. What a great job. Masterful work handling that tricky variable halftime. Joseph, thank you. And as we come back to play, we're going to get a quick shot by Troy that misses, and a rebound is going to be procured by JCN. To the other end of the court, the travel call, and going to go back the other way. 7.5 to go in the very early moments of the second half. 25-17. Troy, who led 18-4 at the end of the opening quarter. Nobody put much on the board in the second quarter, but JCN is able to kind of thin down. Then we're going to get a foul off the ball, and Matt's coming over and pointing it. Jack Hartman is saying, you threw the forearm down there. So Hartman comes off with his fourth personal foul, and we are a half a minute into the third quarter. So his PT tonight is likely to be considerably limited. That'll put a bit of a problem in it for him. Here we go, Troy. Coming up with a steal. They'll bring it up the floor. It's Jasper. He'll go left side to Blevins. The feed in the middle. The shot missing and the rebound taken down by Andy Baker. Back up court is Brody Van Dyke. Brody into the forecourt. The two teams started the second half with their original five, but again, we've already had to have a change due to the fourth foul being committed by Jack Hartman. We're 1 minute gone into the third quarter. We have no second half points yet. Here's a feed underneath for Laird. The ball is going to be taken away from him. Stolen by Kasten Jasper. Deep into the left side, Logan Blevins comes out on top. The cross-court pass, and there's a little miscommunication there. And Gannon Bowe driving to the baseline, leaps in the air, changes from a shot to a pass. His teammates thought he was going to take the shot. Everybody broke into the basket. Nobody was out on the wing for the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Comes up to Jeff North. 6.5 to go in the scoreless third quarter. The feed will come to the middle of Laird. Now they'll go over to the right side where the jump shot for three is going to be very short. Rebound. Laird has it knocked out of his hands. He is fouled. He's coming to the line. Troy's second foul of the third quarter. This one is going to be whistled on Gannon Bowe, and it'll be his third. So for Troy, it's going to be interesting to see how they adapt to arguably two of their better players in a little foul trouble here early third quarter. Free throw. Yeah. Isaac Laird hits his first free throw of the game, gets his fifth point of the night, draws his team back to within seven. This one, no. So it's 25-18, 6:16 to go. Baseline three, buried it from the left side. What a nice shot by Kasten Jasper. That will be his fourth three tonight. And back to the double-digit lead goes Troy. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chargers over to the baseline right to Andy. Leads underneath to Laird. Power move. That's easy. He just waited for a brief moment to allow that defender to shoot by him. And at that size, again, Isaac Laird is very difficult to defend. And when I say at that size, I don't know how tall he is. I'm going with 6'7". No? 5.5 to go. In the third quarter, 28-20. Troy, deep in the left side, is going to be Jasper, long cross court. Bowe, and we're going to get a foul or turnover down the baseline. They're going to call it a 3 second call, and back with it is going to come Jefferson County North. So, coming out of the locker rooms into the second half, it's a little shaky right now for Troy, who's seen what was a substantial opening quarter lead kind of melt away. They were up 14 at the end of the opening quarter. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from Laird. He's able to pick it back up and just jump back over to the right side. And here comes Troy. coming off the steal, but transition, it's not going to go. Rebound, Chargers. And now, a collision. You can hear that banging as that was the sound of Logan Blevins crashing into the scorer's table here. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. JCN, back up court. 28-20. Troy in front. Here's Baker. He's going to have it slapped out of his hands, thrown away. Nice defensive play by Blevins. Back up court, Trojans. Troy dumps it over to the right side. Here's a shot. Geiger, nope. Rebound, Baker. Jeff North into the forecourt. Brody Van Dyke goes in, goes up, missed the driving shot. It was a great shot. The right way to take, just did not finish it. And now on the other end of the floor, the dish left. The uncontested three is an air ball short. Put back up and in by Geiger. Henry hits the bucket, making it 30-20. And we're nearly halfway through the quarter. Oh, and a steal going the other way. The layup is up and good, and it'll be plus one. Logan Blevins coming up with a steal, flies to the other end of the court, getting down there late defensively. Rex Furman, his second foul tonight. And few substitutions coming in and out of the game. Laird's going to check out, and Van Dyke coming out. A chance for Logan Blevins here. And that was way short. Rebound tipped around. It's on the floor. Blevins is going to pick it up himself. Gets it over to Bowe. Cannon goes cross court. Bounce pass comes off on top. Geiger. Now top of the key. That's going to be Jasper with it. Inside four to go in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass. Jasper back out on top. Bowe drops the shoulder, drives in, changes heads. Rejected out of bounds by Baker. Bowe putting on a bit of a fancy move there, but as he went skyward with the shot, it was thrown out at the baseline. Here's a three from the baseline right. Off the mark. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Andy. And here comes Jefferson County North. Charges with the basketball down a dozen. It's 32-20. Turnaround baseline shot is way too short for Baker. Troy will rebound it down. Geiger coming up with a basketball. He's going to outlet it to Hunter Engelman. Engelman kicks it over to the right side to Blevins. Back out on top. It'll go to Bowe. Bowe between the circles. Engelman will look in the middle on the court one time, deep in the right corner with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. It's still 32-20. Troy outside in the lane. Dumps it left. Little head fake. No travel called. And back up on top. Bowe looks it over left. Baseline under contested three is going to miss. Offensive rebound shot blocked. And Andy going to come up with a basketball. You got Gigstead in the game, and he gets pushed and shoved, and we're going to get a little foul at midcourt. The whistle is going to go against Riker Gigstead. The defender was just all over him. Riker got a little frustrated, ends up ultimately committing a foul. That'll be his first foul today. Team fouls are going to be even at two apiece. Down to 2:50 to go in the third. Baseline left, hook pass top, kick over to the right. Bowe steps in, lobs it left, stepping inside Jasper, loses it, saved by Engelman, back out on top. We're going to get a timeout, Trojans. Coach Rodbelt not particularly satisfied with things out of the floor, and we're taking a break, Joseph, with 2:37 to go in the third quarter in Winchester. Troy 32, Chargers 20.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With 2:37 to go in the third quarter, Troy takes that timeout, and let's see what Coach Jonathan Rodbelt is going to sketch up here for his guys. Or if he sketches up anything, maybe he's just going to kind of slow them down and focus them up a little bit. They'll go to Caston Jasper. They work underneath, into the middle, shot blocked, and we're going to get a foul called. That was a tough call on Chance Jenkins. Chance is not real happy with it. It'll be his second foul of the game. It'll be the Chargers' third. And it'll be Trojans coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Henry Geiger. Now, Henry, half a dozen points, looking for his first free throw of the night. It's going to come up a wee bit short. One more shot coming up for Geiger. 2:18 left in the third. Henry looks at the rim as if to say, I can do this, and does. Knocks down the second one. It is 20. 2:10 to go in quarter number three. It has not been an offensive kind of a ball game by any stretch. Here's a 14-footer. It won't go in. And Bo will rebound it down, and he's going to kick it over to Blevins to hand it over to Jasper. Jason is going to go to the 2-3. How about that? Troy passes it off on top. Engelman. Jasper again. Jason just looking to slow him down a little bit. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Off the block, the back door, the finger roll. No good. And Gigstead tries to track it down. He's going to get pinned in the corner, and it's going to lob it out on top. And good job by Coach Noel. Corey Noel taking a timeout, saving the possession for his team. And we're going to take a timeout right with him. With a minute 25 to go in the third quarter, timeout on the court. It's Troy 33, Jeff North 20.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Jefferson County North getting the ball and playing. They'll come into the forecourt, driving into the lane, kicking it over to the left side, passing it up on the three, bringing it back out on top. Furman has it. Again, kicks it back left. The lob out on top is going to be lost by Laird. It was just out of his reach. The pass way away from him. He did a nice job just being able to touch the ball. And now it's going to be batted away. It's on the floor and saved out on top by the Trojans. Bo will feed it left. To drive by Blevins, off the window, gets the roll. Blevins for two. Logan will have his 8th point of the game, and it's 35-20. We're in the last minute of the third quarter now. Kick right, baseline shot, no. Rebound, Troy. Troy does a good job on the board. You get about one shot, and they're going to not give you a follow shot. Here's a baseline shot. It won't go. And this time, Gigstead will come down with a rebound. He'll go through three defenders, get mowed down, knocked to the floor, and let's see who's going to get the foul called. It is going to be on Hunter Engelman. Only his first foul. Team fouls are even at three apiece. Only 18 seconds left in the quarter. Third quarter moved along pretty briskly, and it was relatively uneventful. Driving in, the kick goes back, 14 seconds. Lots of time for Jay-Z to find it. Shots they like. Now, the defense doubles up on the basketball. They'll feed in the middle to Laird. He'll turn from 14. He just got to throw it down into the rim. Isaac Laird. And there is the end of the quarter. Fourth quarter on tap here in Winchester. We'll be back to share it with you as we're through three. It's Troy 35, Jeff North 22.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
let's look at the scoring through three quarters for Troy. The only player in double figures for either team is Kasten Jasper, who got to 12 on 4 3-point shots. Logan Blevins has 8, Henry Geiger 7, 4, Gannon Bowe 3 for Caden Rosenberger, and the last point belongs to Jack Hartman, who he's back out there now, playing with 4 fouls, and JCN will be put to the ball and play to begin the fourth quarter. For speaking of the Chargers, it's Isaac Laird blazing the way with 9 points. Matter of fact, he got all 5 JCN third quarter points. How's that? 4 apiece for Baker and Furman, 3 for Jenkins, Noel with 2. JCN unable to score. Now it's going to be stolen back. Here come the Chargers. A layup. Good. And it's a plus one. Coming to the party a little bit late for Troy is going to be Sawyer Ashburn. It'll be Sawyer's first foul of the game. It'll be team foul 1 of the fourth quarter. And for Jefferson County North, Brody Van Dyke gets his first point of the game. And the freshman has a chance at a conventional 3. Looking it over, eyeing it up. Brody Van Dyke, and gets it. So it's 35-25. 7.5 to play. Probably, what, 45 wins this, right? Just kind of thinking out loud. Trojans left side 50 for sure wins this. And for JC and getting to 50 is going to be hard when you got 25 through three quarters. Troy back out on top. They're kind of chilling this ball down a little bit. Now it's going to be Dr. Wayne Stolen. Jefferson County North coming up with another takeaway. And dribbling it back out on top, it's going to be Rex Furman. Furman will rotate to the top. Troy's also going to go to the zone. The pass will come into the middle. Baker goes up, gets fouled, no whistle. Laird picks it back up, gets fouled, and he will come to the line. Official is going to come over to let us know that it's going to quickly be the second foul for Sawyer Ashburn. So Sawyer, the junior for Troy, oh, they're not going to say shooting. They're going to say just a common foul. JCN will bring it back in. 6:49 to go in the ball game. It's a 10-point lead for Troy. The feet underneath, the hook shot is up and missing, and a rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it will be Troy basketball. Thought maybe for a moment that shot in the middle for JC and Andy Baker was going to have a chance to go in, but it did not. 6.5 to play in the game. Troy with a basketball looking for double-digit wins on the season. They came into the game tonight at 9-4. The crossover is going to be blocked away. Take it down. Here comes Brady. Goes down. Goes in. Goes up. Driving layup. Good plus one. And Sawyer Ashburn has 3 fouls in a minute and 32 seconds of the fourth quarter. And coach says, just stay on out there. Sawyer thought, yeah, that's going to do it for me. But it doesn't. So he's going to stay out of the floor. Van Dyke coming to the line for another 3-point opportunity. And that one will not go. Rebounded underneath by Andy from 15. Nope. Rebounded underneath by JCN. And they're going to keep it alive and keep the ball going. 6:05 to go in the game. 35-27 from the right. It's a 3. Won't happen. Rebound. Again, JCN. Into the lane. The jumper. No. Rebound underneath. And a foul on Troy. And it is a 4th foul on Sawyer Ashburn in 2:03. That's pretty remarkable. 35-27. JCN will bring it in out topside, down 8. Here's the bigger deal. It's not that Sawyer has 4 fouls. It's that now Troy has 4 fouls. If JCN is going to be shooting free throws, they're going to turn it over to Chargers over the travel. But JCN is going to be coming to the free throw line for the last almost 6 minutes of the game. That is a big deal in a game that, you know, is an 8-pointer. Certainly not out of reach yet. Time does not come off the clock, and you can score points. That's a big deal. Here's a pass to the baseline. Going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Andy Baker. Back it'll come to Troy. Still 35-27, Troy. Troy has not scored yet in the fourth quarter. He'll bring it out on top. Gannon Bowe accelerates into the lane, dishes it off underneath, and a falling away shot by Hartman. No, but he'll come to the line for a couple of free throws. A whistle on Jeff Norris, Rex Furman. For Rex, it'll be number three. 5:29 to go is Jack Hartman at the free throw line. Lofts that one a little bit short. Jack is one of five at the free throw line. 1 point tonight. This one, he's one of six tonight with 1 point. And I've seen him play. This is not typical for him. He is a good basketball player. Here's the pass underneath, and Hartman is going to steal it. Troy coming up the floor. Here's Geiger. He'll dish it right. Stepping down low, across underneath. One-hand push pass on top. Back it'll go to Geiger. Geiger will dump it over to the left side. Logan Blevins speeds it across to Bo, way out on top. Back once again, it'll come to Henry. 5 minutes to play. Starting in, looking out on top. Geiger, coach must have said don't shoot it because Henry wanted to. Here's Bo. They go out of top. Now Henry for three. He'll hit that all day. 3 point shot, Henry Geiger, and he is in double figures with 10. It's 38-27. 4.5 to go. Chargers with a basketball over to the left side. The feet underneath. Baker, nice move. Up and in for Andy. 38-29. 4:20. JC again has settled into that 2-3 zone. They go underneath, and we're going to have a Charger foul. This is going to be the second foul of the fourth quarter by Jeff North. And the whistle is going to be on Chance. So Chance Jenkins picking up his third. 3-point shot. Long range is going to be up and in. Pretty shot. Gannon Bowe. 41-29. The feed in the middle. And it's going to go out of bounds to JCN. Down to the baseline. 3:55 to go. So now we're over halfway through the fourth quarter. The ball comes in. The 3-point shot rolls around, won't go. Rebound, Troy. Troy kind of hanging on here now. They got time in their favor. They got a nice lead. They got Bo with a wild pass. JC to come up with it. On the court, driving shot. It's up, it's good. The bucket by Van Dyke. He's having a huge fourth quarter. We're going to get a Troy timeout. Let's take a break at 3:33 to go in the ball game. JC not throwing in the towel. It's Troy 41, Jeff North 31.
Your old farm truck. A good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
With 3 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the guys' game, it's a 41-31 Troy lead. Welcome back to Winchester. Jefferson County North and Troy in this Northeast Kansas League battle. Here's what we've learned about Troy tonight. Bench depth has not helped them much because here we are still. They are leading by 10, 3.5 minutes to go in the game, and still the starting five. Caston Jasper, Logan Blevins, Gannon Bowe, Henry Geiger, Jack Hartman. Still those starting five out of the court. And coaches really substituted very, very sparingly tonight. Of course, we're to basketball. For Jefferson County North, we're going to get Callum Baker into the game. Callum, only a sophomore. He will play some great defense down the court. And we're going to get a foul. Finally called the late foul here. It's going to be on Callum. So there you go. Callum Baker picking up a foul. He just came into the game, and probably to do that, it'll be team foul three for JCN. Troy's done a great job after picking up a quick four fouls, not getting to number five and not giving JCN any free throw opportunities. Here's Jack Hartman. He's out there with four fouls riding on him. The pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. And do we get a foul call back there? Oh, that's a tough one. The foul is going to be on Callum Baker. Fisher says, nah, he reached around and got him on the back of the arm there. Troy brings it in. Hook pass underneath. The falling away shot. Nope. Rebound charge. Riker Gingstead has the ball knocked away from him from behind. And the freshman with the turnover. 2:50 to go. JCN pressing this thing all the way up the court. And getting a timeout. Yeah. Troy, I don't think they were going to make it into the forecourt. We're going to get a timeout taken by him. We're taking it also. 2:48 to go in the game. Troy by 10. It is 41-31.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
But Jefferson County North, a great crowd tonight on hand here for King and Queen of Courts. They crown the royalty at halftime of the guys' game, and yeah, it's the JCN guys trying to battle from a 10-point deficit with 2:48 to go. It's going to be a bit of an uphill battle. Let's see what they've drawn up on that out of bounds or that on that timeout, and then the out of bounds play brought in by Troy. Out on top is going to be Caston Jasper, and yes. Coach Rod Bell does have his starting five out there. Official's going to walk over, and we're going to get another quick foul called. It'll be the third for Callum Baker. And Callum was brought in with a purpose. He was brought in to try to provide some of that tight defense, maybe steal the ball. And as that was team foul five, we're going to get some free throw shots. And the first one is going to be up and good for Logan Blevins. Blevins misses very few shots. That's his ninth point of the game. He struggled a little at the free throw line. That one will miss. So he's got 9 points, but he's 1 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. 42-31. 2.5 minutes to go. Chargers are going to have to be very efficient with these possessions. Troy back in his zone. JCN should be wanting to shoot over it. No. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be pulled down by the Trojans. Troy coming up with a basketball, and they're going to look to burn a little time off the clock. 2:10 left in the game. Blevins has it on top, chased by Brody Van Dyke. Gets it to Hartman. Again, he'll be right side of the free throw line with his back to the rim. Now they'll feed to Hartman. Kicks it back across in the middle of Geiger. Missed his shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in, scores it, plus one for Geiger. The foul is going to be on JCN's Rex Furman. It'll be his fourth. And coming to the line, Henry with 12 points, looking to add one more. And he'll get it. Henry Geiger having a big 13-point night now, and we are, JCN turning it over on the inbound. We are less than 2 minutes to go in the game. 45-31. Cross court it goes. All alone. The shot off the window. And in Jasper. 14 points. And another steal. And another bucket for Troy. Blevins hits another one. And we're going to get a timeout now. Taking a break. There's a minute and a half to go in the game. Trojans in control. It's Troy 49. Jeff North 31.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
We're down to about a minute and a half to go into ballgame. 49-39. Troy has exploded together this 18-point lead, this largest lead of the evening. Let's see who JCN runs out here. They're going to have Brody Van Dyke and Rex Herman in the backcourt to bring it in. They're going to have Baker, Laird, and Jenkins. So for the Chargers, coach is going to work with the starting five a little bit here in this last minute, 27, and the ball is going to be thrown away. Brody just dribbled it up, and it just lost it. And here's going to be Troy with the basketball with a minute 15 to go. Back over to the right side, taking it all the way to the baseline. They'll bring it off on top to Jack. Hartman's in the lane, twisting, brings it back off on top. Gets it to Blevins. 1 minute to play. The ball is going to be slapped out of bounds at the baseline. Troy will have it in at their offensive end. 1 minute left. Gannon Bow inbounds it. Gets it over to Henry. Bow will take it back. Goes in, changes hands, misses the layup, tipped up, missed again. Rebound. Fought for, battled for, out of bounds. He chased that all the way up and into the stands. Going to be JC in basketball. 45 seconds left. Back up the floor. The lob left. The feed underneath. On the court one time. Baker. Easy layup. JC in with the bucket, but Troy, their defense just laying off. Just wanting this thing to end. And now as Hartman takes the upcourt pass across the timeline, Rex Furman collects his fifth foul, and he will end the night with 32 seconds to go. Foul out with 4 points this evening. That's going to be Hartman at the free throw line. Jack's done a great job of playing with a lot of fouls on his back. And the first free throw there is up and good. Jack has struggled to score. That is his second point of the game, and that'll be his third. Making it a 51-33 lead. Half a minute to go. Chargers down to the baseline. Andy will turn, shoot, doesn't get it. Laird will pick it up, miss the layup. But he's going to be fouled and will come to the line. The whistle's going to be on Troy's Gannon Bow. That'll be his fourth. And coming to the line, Isaac Laird. Isaac has 9 points, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. That shot's good. Haven't got him in double figures. All right, looking to see who we're going to be thinking of for the Bank of Atchison on player of the game as Isaac Laird hits them both. 15-14, and that's going to do it. Troy will bring it into the forecourt. The clock will wind down, and the final score this evening in Winchester, Kansas, Troy 51, Jason 35, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games?
at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Tonight, it was Troy. They broke out to a big lead early, got up 18-4 in the opening quarter, and cruised to a 51-35 W for their 10th win of the year. Troy goes to 10-4. JCN is now 1-12. Scoring went like this for the Chargers. Pacing away, Isaac Laird had 11 tonight. It was an 8-point game for Andy Baker, and hot on his heels, Brady Van Dyke. Brady with 7. Then it was Rex Furman's 4-3 for Chance Jenkins, and the other two belonged to Abraham Noel. For Troy, double digits for Caston Jasper, 14 points. He had 3 threes in the opening quarter to really set the pace for this game. 13 tonight for Henry Geiger. He had Logan Blevins with 11, 7 tonight for Gannon Bowe. Jack Hartman had 3. He was 3 of 8 at the free throw line tonight for his only 3 points. And Caden Rosenberger hit a 3-point bucket in the opening quarter also. So again, big night for Troy. In fact, the big night for Troy in both games as the Trojans, both the guys and girls, winning here this evening. Tomorrow night it'll be Benedictine basketball on Cam Radio. Again, you say, I'm like, absolutely, it will be the fourth night, and so the 8th game, 4 for the guys and 4 for the ladies, in 8 days here on Care Radio. You gotta love February. Benedictine will be at home for the first time in a long time. Come on up to the Nolan. Get a chance to see him. Only 3 home games remain this year. 5:30 for the girls, 7:30 for the guys. It is Benedictine hosting Park. Gotta thank you for having joined us here this evening. Oh, by the way, Bank of Action player of the game in the guys game, if I fail to tell you that, certainly very clear to me, Henry Geiger, 13 points in the game, did so many things for his team, played extremely well. Henry Geiger, a real facilitator in the game, is your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Got to thank you for having been with us. Tim will greet you next time from the Nolan Gym tomorrow night for Joseph, and also in game 2 and in game 1, Brent running the board and doing the work, producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counts here in the gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.